It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to our passage that we looked at last week, Ezekiel chapter 8, where the Lord comes to Ezekiel, his prophet, picks him up by the locks of his hair, and takes him in a vision over to the temple. And he says, "Son of man, I want you to see what really is going on in the hearts and minds and in my house here in Israel. You think that something else is taking place, the worship of me, but in reality, I want you to see something else." He said in verse 6, "He saith further unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel commit here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations." He said, first of all, these abominations are seeking to drive me off from my sanctuary. These are not actions of worship to me, but rather actions of worship to themselves and to the imaginations of their own heart. And then he brought him to the door of the court. And when I looked, he says, behold, a hole in the wall. And he said, I want you to dig in the wall. So Ezekiel goes down and begins to dig with his bare hands, and he works his way and he sees this door as he goes through this hole. And he says, I want you to go in. So he opens the door and he goes inside, and he said this unbelievable description. Verse 10, so I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. The most disgusting possible creatures that you can imagine. We heard about the snakes in Sunday school. Imagine seeing the serpents all slithering on top of each other and creeping things. And then they're painted on the walls round about were the idols that they were worshiping. And then he looks over and he sees 70 men, all of them with censers. And the one that's chief among them was Jazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. What were they worshiping? They weren't worshiping God. They were worshiping the imaginations of their heart. If you'll look over in verse 12, this same passage, it says, every man in the chambers of his imagery or his imagination. People were worshiping their own concepts of what they called God. Is there not a better description of what's happening today? I would imagine that if we could peel back the layers of most churches, that the worship is not going to Jehovah God. The worship is not going to the true and living God. The worship is going to vain imaginations about God, what we think God is. This kind of God that condones my living in sin, that condones anything that I want to do, and I can still come to church on Sunday and I'm going to worship God. But it's not the God of the Bible. It's the God of the imagination. If you're here today, I pray that you've come here to worship the God, the living God of the living Word. That's the only God there is. And yet in our imaginations, we sometimes invent gods. And as Ezekiel was disgusted by the sight, he looks up and he sees the men with their censers. You know that special spices that was only to be used in the worship of God? It was a prescription of spices that was not to be used by the people. They were not to duplicate it to use on their own personal perfumes. It was only unto God. And what were they doing? They were taking that and worshiping all of the creeping things, the creation, more than the Creator. Let me tell you something. You do not have true worship when the imagination is running wild. You have true worship when your heart and your mind are linked to this book right here. As Brother Sanderlin comes to preach God's Word this morning, ask God, Lord, help my heart and my mind to be in this book. All of me. Not just part of me, part of my mind, I'll give you a little bit of time, but every part of your being focused upon the Creator and His Word. Then, and only then, can you worship Him in spirit and in truth.